It is now time for the Chatham County Roundup presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere, and theirs is right here. I am joined on the phone today by Chatham News and Record reporter Lars Dolder, who has several stories that he's written in the last little bit and that he is currently researching that we're going to catch up on. Lars, how are you doing? I hope your week has started off pretty well.
Yeah, I'm doing well, Brighton. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We had to have you on with all the different things that you've been covering. Let's start with a story that we have just gotten some updates from, actually, both on the state level and on the Chatham County level in terms of vaccinations for the COVID-19 virus. We learned today that the state has surpassed 1 million vaccine doses administered in the state, which sounds great, but there is certainly a long way to go. Many people in phase 1 and phase 2 that still do need to get vaccinated, and Chatham County is doing their part with a couple of mass vaccination events that have happened so far.
Yeah, 1 million is an exciting milestone. Like you said, though, it is not enough to meet the demand, but things are accelerating and progressing. And in Chatham County, like you said, there have been a few mass vaccination events. In fact, the last 3 weeks in a row, those have happened. This last one was just yesterday, and they did 214 vaccinations, mostly on older folks in that group too.
Yeah, it's a good amount. It might sound very small compared to the 1 million mark, but it's such events like that where people can come through and get it done that really adds up over time. And as you've been reporting on some of this vaccination efforts around Chatham County, Lars, what has been the reaction of people who have either come to get vaccinated at those events or really struggle to find ways to easily sign up and go ahead and get their turn?
Yeah, there's been lots of frustration, unfortunately, and public health officials in the county acknowledge as much. They regret that many who are in group two, who are older folks, they're 65 and up. It was 75 before the governor modified the prioritization guidelines. But that demographic sometimes has challenges navigating technology and the internet, and so using online appointment schedulers has made it difficult for many to get their appointments. They've had trouble as well when they try to call in. We had a story recently of one lady in Chatham County. The automatic responses just confused her, and so we've been hearing from folks and county officials have as well, who are saying that they want their vaccines, but they just don't know how to get on the list. And besides that, the issue is compounded by the sheer volume of interested people. I think last I checked, there were more than 17,000 on the county's list. That's excluding those who have reached out to the UNC Health System, which is separately administering vaccines. So 1 million for the state is great. Progress in the county is also great. So far, though, overwhelmingly, the response has been we need more, and they're not coming fast enough.
Yeah, and you mentioned the difference between 65 and 75, that change that the state recommended and that ultimately happened. Not only is that bringing in a lot of people who might be more technologically savvy, but some conversations we've been having too is, you know, it's hard for those people that are older that aren't in long-term care facilities. There's really a gray area between these older folks who aren't in long-term care facilities, which qualifies as phase one, and then people who are technologically savvy enough or 65 that come in and are able to easily get their appointment. Now, in comparison, it leaves these folks who are maybe living on their own and are independent enough to do that, but don't necessarily navigate the internet or use computers or even have a smartphone. It leaves them in a really tricky place.
Yeah, it does. And so now the county has struck up some partnerships that have been designed to address those issues. The Chatham County Council on Aging is an excellent resource for any listeners who might fall into that category. Maybe they have some confusion as to how to go about scheduling their appointments. The Council on Aging has facilitated that for many, and even for 65 and older who may be homebound, shut in, they may have disabilities that limit their mobility, or they might not have internet at all, which we know is a big issue in Chatham County, not just how to use it, but whether one have it at all. The Council on Aging is kind of that middleman that will help those folks to get their vaccines. They also have a partnership with Chatham Transit to actually bring folks to the mass vaccination sites on Monday. We got some shots of that, and county health representatives will go on the bus. They never have to leave, and they'll give them their shots. So it works really nicely, and more folks need to know about that.
We're speaking with Chatham News and Record reporter Lars Dolder. ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website to go to for their online stories. And, of course, you can find the newspaper on shelves themselves. And one story, Lars, that you recently reported on that our Chapelboro readers definitely were interested in that came out in the last week or so was an article about the North Chatham Parkway that is being proposed to now go through the North Woods community. Can you tell us a little bit more about that story and why people have been so interested and vocal about their feelings on this project?
Yeah, that story is really blown up. A bit to my surprise, and I think to the Northwoods property owners, to their surprise as well, there are 17 folks there who own land in the Northwoods community northeast of Pittsburgh. And they have been watching as this road project developed over the years. For about 10 years, it's been in serious development. 25 or 6 years ago is when the NCDOT did their first feasibility study. So it's always been there. They knew it was coming. But what's interesting is that in earlier renderings of the road's trajectory, it showed it passing east of their community, closer to the Haw River, and through land that is owned by the Chatham Park investors, that development community. And now, on January 7th, I think it was, when they had their first public hearing announcing what was to come, they saw that the drawings had shifted, and now it showed it going through their land by means, of course, of eminent domain. So they were frustrated. They say that it could just be 200 yards east of them and it would miss their land. They're not quite sure why the change, but they launched a campaign on change.org, a petition to have NCDOT and its partners, the Town of Pittsburgh and Chatham Park investors, change the road. And remarkably, within a week, it had 1,000 signatures. Now it's been 2 weeks and it has more than 2,000. So the community, not just those 17, but many in the Pittsburgh area have really spoken out to express their displeasure with what's going on.
Certainly a project and story that we're going to continue keeping our eye on, as I'm sure you will too, Lars. And once again, we're speaking with Chatham News and Record reporter Lars Dolder. What are, as we begin to wrap up this conversation, Lars, what are some other stories that you've been working on, either topics or whatnot, that people can go find right now or that they can keep their eye out for coming in the next week or so?
Yeah, one that is out, but we will keep updating as things come, is the status of jury trials in Chatham County. It's an interesting one. Not many folks maybe have thought about what's going on in the court system, but it's been really severely impacted by the pandemic. When Chief Justice Beasley was still in that role, she had issued a mandate that prevented the courts from operating jury trials because of pandemic measures. Since Chief Justice Newby has taken over, he rescinded some of those emergency directives. But what's interesting is that local districts have the autonomy to decide how they will operate. And so for Chatham County, Resident Superior Court Judge Alan Bedore is responsible for those decisions. And he has more or less, along with his team, kept the courts running the way they were under Beasley. So jury trials for now, the latest that he told me, is they will still remain suspended until March 29th. For some courts, some others will resume in April, subject to change as the pandemic progresses. But it's a big deal because lawyers and cases in which defendants have been detained, some of them have been in jail for a year awaiting their cases. So it will be interesting to see how that progresses and what the state decides to do after the fact when things finally resume, maybe to compensate or address those long stays in detention facilities.
Speaking once again with Chatham News and Record reporter Lars Dolder. Chatham News and ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website to go to. And Lars is working on all great different types of stories beyond the ones that we mentioned. And we'll, I'm sure, do follow-ups on many of those topics that we covered today. Lars, thanks so much for joining us for Chatham County Roundup. And we'll be talking with you guys again soon.
It was a pleasure, Brighton. Thank you.
Absolutely.